This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Here is what happens when a young black man and a young white woman speak for each other.
The first day I realized I was black, it was 2000. We had just learned about blacks for the first time in second grade at recess. All the white kids chased me into the wood chanting slave.
As a woman, having a boyfriend is a battle. If 70% of us are abused in a lifetime, what is the number of men doing it? The answer is not one man running faster than light to complete a mission, and that is what leaves me sick.
The second day I realized I was black was in a gas station.
You're listening to two Eastern Michigan University students performing at the 2015 College Union's Poetry Slam Invitational. Darius Simpson and Scout Bosley's performance poem, Lost Voices, took third at the national competition, and that was out of a field of 68 competitors. Speaking in each other's voices, Darius and Scout tear into reproductive rights, racism, white privilege, and a whole lot more. Darius Simpson and Scout Bosley, welcome so much to Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, congratulations. You really lit up that crowd at the Invitational. And were you expecting that kind of reaction, Scout, to what you were doing?
Definitely not. When we did it on Final Stage, which is the video that you guys have, we had done it 2 days before, and that was our first time performing the poem for a group of people at the first preliminary round, and people just, they were on the floor. It was insane. So that was our first reaction to it, and it was, nothing we had expected.
Where did this idea of switching voices come from?
We were inspired by a poem, and the theme was silence and breaking the silence, so they were mouthing each other's words. So that, the idea of mouthing each other's words, we took that and then crafted the poem.
Darius, take us, if you will, through the main messages of Lost Voices.
I guess in the whole poem, this is what you look like when you're speaking for someone. And just to air out some microaggressions that happen and that make people feel like they're less than, or there's an issue with skin color for me. So it was the first time I kept being aware of my race in these different situations. And had it not been for these situations, my blackness wouldn't have been something of an insecurity or I felt was a crime or that I thought about on a consistent basis. So, but in recent news, I think part of why I wanted to at least put this piece of blackness in there is this genocide on black skin, state-sanctioned violence from police brutality to mass incarceration to whatever, you choose. But I think for me, it was literally seeing people that look like me being hurt on a daily. So I think that added into why I wanted to voice this part of blackness on for half of the poem.
Wait, there was a, what's that great line about something like arrows to your melanin? What was the
so
line?
I grew up in the suburbs. So it was like in the cafeteria, and she said she wasn't into my type of guy, and it was like black guys, but.
And what was that line you used about your melanin?
I felt her words shoot daggers into my melanin.
That was a great line. What about you? Is there anything that you saw, Scout? Any specific event that motivated it, or just kind of living as a woman?
Definitely going into college, things were very different. I'm around many different types of people, and at Eastern, women are the majority. There's 64% women on that campus. And all of those different stanzas that are my line are things I witnessed, or sometimes I was like researching a poem, like 70% of women in the world are abused. That to me like hurt me for like a week. And this was the first time I was able to put that in a poem, because that's how much water is on the earth, and that just kind of blew my mind. So all of those different stanzas are something that I actually witnessed while I was at school, and like the little lady stanza, that's something that, we knew that guy that I had a problem with. So it was just, each part was something new I had experienced, and that poem was the perfect place to put it all.
Darius, what did you learn about being a white woman? Doing Lost Voices. What insights did you have? And you know what question's coming for you, Scout.
I mean, I learned a lot because we talked about the lines. So just hearing, there was a specific line that really resonates because I know the person she was speaking about. It gave me an interesting insight into how to be with a different movement that I'm not a part of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you, Scout? I mean, when you're saying these words, this is when I realized I was black. What did that do for your own insights and your own mind?
Well, the first time we did it, I definitely giggled. I was like, am I really saying this line? I can't believe this is how we're going about the poem. But as time went on in saying that line, I less saw it. I saw it as the poem speaking for each other. It's not my words to say. They never felt right coming out of my mouth. But like Daria said, it helped me understand how to be on the sidelines and help out in different movements, different situations, all going towards the same goal of equality and justice, but never stepping on toes and never saying actually meaning the first day I realized I was Black, because I'll never be able to say that and mean it. There, no way.
The Huffington Post did a piece on your performance, and I was reading the comments from people. And one of the comments really jumped out at me, and here it is. The problem with not speaking up for each other is everyone assumes the problem rests along the shoulders and lives of the individually oppressed. What'd you think of that comment?
What we were speaking to with that line was the extreme. And to say that, not that you shouldn't speak up for each other, but that the problem in, you know, speaking up for each other, there's a problem in everything. Nothing's perfect. So it gives air to the danger. And I appreciate they went to the other side of the extreme in saying that when you don't speak up for each other, then you
it's
know,
easy
that happens.
To yeah. shove off the blame elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think, Scout, is the mission of a poet?
The mission of a poet? I guess the mission of a poet is to write and speak for the people that can't do it themselves. So we can find words really easily. That's what we've been given, that gift of being able to do, find our words. And other people, you know, they dance or they sing. So our art is to give those words to someone else. And they can, yes, that's exactly what I was trying to say and not being able to say it themselves. But they can, you know, dance circles around us and mean something that we'll be able to resonate with as well. So.
And Darius, when I say being a poet and that mission, what's your personal mission statement as a poet?
Like she said, to bring voice to the voiceless and to stand for something larger than ourselves. So it's not about, I think a lot of poets start off, when we start off, you know, processing personal issues, you know, writing about our parents or what happened in elementary school or things like that. But then you have to get to a place where you're speaking to something that resonates with the world so that you're actually pushing social change. So,
well, your YouTube video of your performance has you're at almost 2.5 million views as we speak, and still climbing. And it makes me wonder, where do you want to take this? Do you want to continue performing poetry after you graduate? Is this going to be a life avocation for you, or where do you think it's going to go? I'll start with you, Scout.
Well, I'm a sophomore. I got time to enjoy this college life poetry, performing on campus and stuff like that, but I never want to lose this. No matter how many views this poem gets, I have 15 new poems I've written since this poem came out. So I will always perform. I will always write. It's just who I am.
How about you, Darius? When do you get done, and then what's going to happen?
So I'm actually walking into my final year at Eastern, and I hope to continue to perform as long as my voice can carry. And actually, with this poem specifically, we're actually hoping to get to Ellen. So, you know, if you have any connections.
Yeah, send it her way.
Well, we will watch and see. It really was terrific. Right. Good luck to both of you, Scout Bosley and Darius Simpson. Their poetry performance piece, Lost Voices, took third place at the 2015 College Union's Poetry Slam Invitational, certainly making Eastern Michigan University very proud. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.